You're now listening to Meditating on Self-Love podcast summer series.
Welcome to Meditating on Self-Love podcast, a summer series. This is a time for us to reflect, relax, and rejoice. In the upcoming episodes, we will reflect on ways to improve our self-love journey by listening to some of the most listened to episodes of season 4 and much more. Stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Start your mornings with inspiration and find peace at night with the Dear Father God book. Let's take a glimpse into these beautiful prayers that connect with the heart. Dear Father God, a collection of morning and night prayers, available now on Amazon.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome, all my new and old listeners, to the summer series of Meditating on Self-Love podcast. Welcome back to our cozy corner of the podcast world. I'm your host, Ya Rose. So much of what we are striving to get rid of are the lies programmed into us at younger ages. As we delve into a self-love journey, we learn to let go of the need to blame others and decide to surrender and move forward. Throughout our journey, echoes of our younger selves, whether at age 5, 8, 12, 20, or even 30 or 40 or 50, can resurface, occasionally leaving us feeling stuck. Reparenting these inner child versions have been a transformative practice for me, a way to nurture and guide those younger aspects while honoring the age I am now. Through this, I've emerged resilient, having transcended the pain ingrained within me during those times. But even more freedom came after surrendering to God and letting Him handle it. If this seems hard, start with prayer. I encourage you to join me in this morning prayer for hearts as a step towards healing the heart of your inner child and stepping into full healing at whatever age you presently are.
A morning prayer for hearts. Dear Father God, I pray for healing in the heart. Remove all bitterness, resentment, embarrassment, and shame. Protect me in this world, and let my environment not control my emotions and actions. Take control of my entire life. Please protect me all day long and keep me and my loved ones safe. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Bible verse. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Psalm 51, verse 10. And don't forget, for a deeper dive into the realm of prayers and self-discovery, my book of prayers is available now. Thank you for tuning in, and let's embark on this journey together. As we slowly come to a close for the summer, we still have some time to reflect, relax, and rejoice. I ask that you join me in this season 4 flashback episode with affirmations for inner child. Stay tuned.
Affirmations for inner child. Dear inner child, I affirm we are safe and loved. Dear inner child, I affirm we are safe and loved. I forgive and accept all the parts of myself. I forgive and accept all the parts of myself. I am sorry for all the times my younger self may have not felt loved. I am sorry for all the times my younger self may not have felt loved. I affirm that we are loved at this time. I affirm that we are loved at this time. We are learning and developing healthy boundaries to keep us safe in this world. We are learning and developing healthy boundaries to keep us safe in this world. It gives me joy to know how far I have come. It gives me joy to know how far I have come. I will continue to grow in self-love. I will continue to grow in self-love. I am supporting and loving all parts of myself. Supporting and loving all parts of myself. I am a beloved child of God. I am beloved child of God. I am open to receiving love from God. open to receiving love from God. I am open to receiving love from God through others. I am open to receiving love from God through others. I am open to receiving love from myself. I am open to receiving love from myself. I desire true joy and peace for myself. I desire true joy and peace for myself. I love and accept all parts of myself. I love and accept all parts of myself. Join me for the repeating of these affirmations. Dear inner child, I affirm we are safe and loved. Dear inner child, I affirm we are safe and loved. I forgive and accept all the parts of myself. I forgive and accept all the parts of myself. I am sorry for all the times my younger self may have not felt loved. I am sorry for all the times my younger self may not have felt loved. I affirm that we are loved at this time. I affirm that we are loved at this time. We are learning and developing healthy boundaries to keep us safe in this world. We are learning and developing healthy boundaries to keep us safe in this world. It gives me joy to know how far I have come. It gives me joy to know how far I have come. I will continue to grow in self-love. I will continue to grow in self-love. I am supporting and loving all parts of myself. Supporting and loving all parts of myself. I am a beloved child of God. I am a beloved child of God. I am open to receiving love from God. Open to receiving love from God. I am open to receiving love from God through others. I am open to receiving love from God through others. I am open to receiving love from myself. I am open to receiving love from myself. I desire true joy and peace for myself. I desire true joy and peace for myself. And lastly, I love and accept all parts of myself. I love and accept all parts of myself. You can continue to stay here for a few more moments, affirming the love you have for yourself and your inner child. Be well.
Hey there, I hope you've enjoyed this summer series. Before we move into this week's journal writing prompt, I wanted to suggest my awesome book called The Five Stages of Self-Love. It complements the themes we've explored in this podcast and can really enhance your understanding of self-love. If you already have it, I'd love to hear your thoughts in a review on Amazon or Goodreads. Your feedback can help others on their self-love journey too. So stick around as we dive deeper into our self-love journey with an important journal writing prompt you won't want to miss. Stay tuned. In this week's journal writing prompt, reflect on the qualities, dreams, and interests you had when you were younger. Write about how those aspects shaped your identity. How can you integrate these cherished parts of your inner child with your adult life? Share any discoveries, intentions, or actions that arise. Open your 90-day self-love affirmations journal to the free writing pages in the back and embark on a heartfelt exploration of self-love for your inner child. Remember, Dear Father God prayer book, the Five Stages of Self-Love book, and the Day and Night 90-Day Self-Love Affirmations journals are available on Amazon right now. Happy journaling. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I just wanted to take a moment to express how grateful I am for your support throughout this podcast journey. If you've been enjoying our episodes and would like to show some love, there are a few ways you can help us out. Firstly, if you are in a position to do so, consider becoming a patron or making a donation to support the podcast's growth and development. Your financial contributions truly make a difference, and it enables us to continue producing valuable content. Secondly, please share the podcast with your friends, family, and on your social media platforms. Spreading the word helps us reach more people and build an engaged community. Lastly, we have a fantastic book and journal that complements the podcast topics. Purchasing one not only enriches your own learning, but also supports us in creating even more insightful episodes. Your support means everything to me, and I'm incredibly thankful for each and every one of you. Together, we can make a positive impact and empower others on their personal growth journeys. So let's keep this amazing momentum going. Thank you for being a part of this incredible community, and I'm excited to bring you more inspiring episodes in the future. And until next time, I'm currently meditating on self-love. Have a good one.